Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in on the drive right now, we are doing an email contest. Booth, B-O-O-T-H, at 610sports.com. What is the biggest lie that you've been caught up in based on the Jussie Smollett situation? He is an actor in the show Empire. I don't think he's going to be on the show Empire for very much longer.
So what do? They kill off his part or what?
I haven't watched that show in 4 years. I have absolutely no clue what's going to happen to my guy. A Chicago judge has now set his bond at $100,000. He has also had to give up his passport because, knowing him, he probably was going to flee. I think we've seen time and time again, he's not one to really take responsibility and accept his penalties. So that is the current situation right now on Jussie Smollett. So, I got a question to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up in a little bit, we'll hear from Brandon Kiley's favorite person in the entire world coming up in just a little bit. I want to paint this scenario for you. Because I think if we ask a lot of people on the text line, let's say we just did a bunch of polls, would you like Justin Houston to come back on a restructured contract? I think it would be more yes than no. Do you want Alan Bailey to come back on a free agent contract? I think it'd be more yes than no. Do you want to keep D Ford? I think it'd be more yes than no. I think a majority of Chiefs fans would like to keep a lot of their good parts. I don't know necessarily if they're factoring in the money and the ramifications behind it of, if you want to keep everybody and you don't want to make cuts or you don't want to move on from people, creating salary cap to go out there and make big moves is going to be very difficult. You don't have the cap space that the Rams had to go out there and significantly improve that defense. Would you as a Chiefs fan be fine if switching defensive coordinators and going from Bob Sutton to now Steve Spagnuolo, his staff, who a lot of people seem to be very high on, our guy Brandon Kiley, who said this is the greatest staff ever put together since the 85 Bears, would you be fine if this is the major addition for the defense? So they don't go get Landon Collins. They don't go get Earl Thomas. They don't go make a significant needle-changing move that the big thing that they do this offseason to improve this defense is just change staffs.
Would I be okay with that? Hell no. That's the tip of the iceberg. That's the obvious move. That's the one they had to make. If they would have kept Bob Sutton, Arrowhead would be half filled next year because people would be so pissed off. So that was the first move and the easiest move. Now, what are you going to do? To me, there's so much dead weight on that defense. There's so many things that you just pulled the trigger on right now. Who am I talking about? Eric Berry. Man, what type of production does he actually give the Chiefs versus the conversation that we have, the headache, the heartache, the money? It's not even close. You say, come on into my office, Eric. Thank you very much. One day you're going to be in the Ring of Honor. And then bye-bye, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. And then you bring in Justin Houston next, and you have that exact same conversation. Not only do they have to move the needle by letting those guys walk, but, bro, they have to make a move. And when I say make a move, C-Dot, I'm not talking about spending every one of your draft picks on the defensive side, which I wouldn't mind if they did that, because at some point they have to find some starters. I'm talking about a Landon Collins or a Tyrann Mathieu or doing something, because if they don't, we're going to find ourselves as Chiefs fans in the exact same situation next year where they're probably not going to be as penalized. They're probably going to be put in better positions to win because Steve Spagnuolo is clearly better than Bob Sutton. But if you don't change the talent significantly, the results aren't going to change.
I would just consider it to be extremely lazy if that's what they did. And I think it would be solely blaming one person for their defense and not the parts. Like, I think some of the parts on this team are bad. Now, maybe we've grown closeness to a couple people. Like, I like Alan Bailey. I think Alan Bailey is a good player. But I think it's possible that if he hits the open market in free agency, which he's going to do because they're not going to use a franchise tag, they're giving it to D Ford, I think there's a team that comes in and thinks that Alan Bailey can be their number one pass rusher and maybe blows them away with a deal that I don't know if the Chiefs can match. So to me, kind of going along with what you said, you got to make some things that really shifted. We've been talking about it. I think that the blueprint has already been set if you have a team on a rookie contract for a quarterback. We saw what Dallas did last year with Amari Cooper. We saw what Chicago did going to get Khalil Mack, and they have Trubisky. We've seen various options. You can't tell me that you know you have probably one more year. I don't think you get two more years of Mahomes on this contract. You get one. You get 20 more games of Patrick Mahomes being the best contract in the NFL, because it is then going to be the biggest contract in the NFL. You can't tell me that hiring, that your major moves are people that don't play. You got to go get somebody, whether it's a linebacker who you think can just go get a lot of tackles and can move sideline to sideline and really help this run defense, or it's going to go get a guy like Earl Thomas, where maybe you pay a little bit more on that on a multi-year deal, but you feel like he can change the balance. To me, they need to make a move over the course of this offseason that you feel like this is the thing that puts them over the top to go to the Super Bowl. I don't just think hiring Brandon Daly, hiring Dave Merritt, bringing in Matt House and Steve Spagnuolo and just changing the scheme, that's not enough to me.
The nice thing is, whatever moves they end up making, they're not exactly reinventing the wheel. To me, what's the franchise tag there for? It's there for a guy that you're not sure, as the franchise, if you want this guy around long-term or if he's worth the money or if he's coming off of a career year. All of those things describe Dee Ford. So he's the perfect guy. Not to mention, he's worth the money. I mean, I don't know if he's worth a $50 million guaranteed contract for the next 4 or 5 years, but he's worth $15, $16 million next year. So to me, that move is really obvious. Cutting both Barry and Houston is really obvious. And then spending that money on the defensive side, whether it's somebody in the secondary or at the linebacker level, I would go after one of the two names that you keep talking about, one of the three names, Landon Collins, Tyrann Mathieu, or Earl Thomas, because what do all three of those guys have in common? They're either in their prime or toward the back end of their prime, in the case of a guy like Earl Thomas, who, of course, is also coming off of the injury. But they're all really proven. What have the Chiefs done the last couple of years, the moves that they've made? They've gotten guys like Anthony Hitchens where, yeah, he was really good last year, but what has he really done consistently in his career? And he didn't do much last year. Sammy Watkins, consistently, what had he really done throughout his NFL? It's kind of like the Chiefs take a flyer on a guy and hope that when he puts on the red and gold, he has a career year. I'd just as well assume get a guy like Tyrann Mathieu, where he's been really consistent his entire career.
Brandon Kiley, for some strange reason, is very enthralled in the Chiefs' defensive staff. I mean, I've never seen a guy who can name their quality control coach and the film coordinator and the run game specialist. He said, we got to play this. We got to play this. This is defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo and what he had to say about their new defensive line coach, Brandon Daly, who came from the New England Patriots.
Listen, Brendan, since he left, we were together in St. Louis. It was Minnesota, then it's been up in New England, and you can't argue with his success. He's got three Super Bowl rings now, and just in watching the Patriots play defense in these past 5 or 6 years, I can see Brendan Daly's handprint all over it. I love the way he coaches, his energy, what he can bring to the table. And even as a D-line coach, I think Brendan has a great feel for overall, all 11 back end up front. So that's going to be really valuable for me.
So, Brandon Kiley, there's no person in Kansas City more interested in you than this other than Jay Binkley. That's it. You two.
I think he takes the cake, though.
He's one. I mean, he's the LeBron of interest in the Chiefs defensive staff. You're the Kevin Durant. Great Hall of Famer, but not LeBron. I'll ask you the same question. If we find out at the end of this offseason that the only major changes to the defense were firing Bob Sutton and bringing in this new staff, would you be happy with that being the only fix to the defense?
No, because if you were to ask me how many guys I feel like have to be back here next season in terms of the guys that were starters in 2018, I think the list is maybe three names long. Like, I want Chris Jones back.
He should be one. How are you going to get to three? I got Chris Jones. That's one.
I want Dee Ford back. I think Dee Ford should be back in the mix. He's one of the better pass rushers in the league. He should be back here in 2019. The other guy that I would say is Kendall Fuller. I think he should be back on your roster. You're going to get more from him on the team than you would by him not being here. I'd be hard-pressed to name very many other guys that I feel like you could not live without on this defense next year. I think it's that's why I feel like you have to bring in more talent.
I just don't fall in love with coaching staff changes and think all of a sudden that's the be-all, end-all. Because really, man, the Chiefs have had the best coaching staff in the NFL since Andy Reid has been here. Dave Tobe's the best at his job. They had Brad Childress. They've had a couple of guys in Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson that went on and won a Super Bowl already. So to me, coaching staff changes are very minimal. I'll get excited when they land a big free agent.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you're talking about offensively, where I agree with you. If they were making changes to the offensive staff, I don't really think it matters. I don't think it matters if you have Matt Nagy or Doug Peterson or Eric Bieniemy. They're going to have a good offense. They have not had the best defensive staff, even though they've had 17 coaches. I mean, this defensive staff, they got more people in it than the Wu-Tang Clan on the defensive staff. They got a lot of people in there. So, yeah, there's a lot to be done defensively. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about your Kansas Jayhawks as Bill Self met with the media today, and Bill still thinks that K-State is in the driver's seat.
They don't guard
in the
anybody.
League. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.